Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We'll be introducing our in-studio guest in just a few moments, but we, as we look in the Word of God, invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 150, beginning at verse 1. Psalm 150, starting at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. Thanks for listening today. This is, the Hour of Intercession. Father, we thank You for Your Word. Thank You for the opportunity for us to read and meditate on Your Word each and every day. Thank You for the chance for us to draw on the grace, the strength, and the encouragement that comes from being students of Your Word. Lord, help us to grow today in our understanding of the need for us to live in Your Word every day as individual believers, but as couples, as families, that we would stay in Your Word each and every day, and that as believers in the body of Christ, that we would learn to walk in Your Word each and every day. Help us to grow in our love for Your Word and our commitment to following its counsel each and every day. We love You. We bless You. We praise You. We thank You. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Let me remind you once again, or let me share with you a couple announcements we want to mention about upcoming events. We do have a Festival for Life event that will be happening in Birmingham, Alabama on February the 15th. The pastor is Bishop Jim Lowe, and the church is Guiding Light Church, 1800 John Rogers Drive in Birmingham, Alabama. It's Wednesday, February 15th at 2017 at 7 p.m. If you can come and be with us, please do. But if you can't make it, please pray for God's anointing to be there. And, of course, I want to remind you that I'm Festival for Life. It's a multimedia event, ministry event that uses movie clips, music videos, and movie trailers to help share a biblical message about the need for the church to do two very important things. One is to dramatically come alongside and support the work of local pregnancy clinics. And number two, to stir the church to become aggressively and passionately involved in standing for life. So if you can be with us on February 15th at Guiding Light Church in Birmingham, please come and be with us. Also, we do have a prayer seminar scheduled, a prayer seminar that will happen in Memphis, Tennessee, coming up on the 23rd of February as well. The pastor is Reverend Dr. Russell Morrow, the Church New Generation Ministries Empowerment Center, 2041 South Lauderdale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. Again, that's the 23rd at 6:30. Hope you'll come and be with us. And if you need more information, just get in touch with us. We'd be glad to give it to you. But if you can't make it to either event, please pray for God's anointing to be there and for the Holy Spirit to accomplish everything He desires to accomplish through each event. We're grateful to have with us in studio today Adam and Tara Lowry, who've been with us before, but we're grateful to have them with us once again. Adam and Tara, how are you all today?
Doing great.
That's
doing
good.
Well, thank you.
That's good. Good to have you all once again. And I'm going to ask, as we start off, if you all would just reintroduce yourselves to our listeners. Keep in mind that, like, of course, some people have heard you before, and when you've been with us before, but some may not have. So please, if you would, take the time to kind of further introduce yourselves to our listeners, okay?
Well, I'm Tara Lowry, and I'm married to Adam Lowry. We've been married for almost 14 years. We are from Louisville, Mississippi. Well, we actually live in Starkville, but we attend church in Louisville, Truth Christian Center. And we have three beautiful children, Emily, who is 8, Olivia, who is 7, and Isaac just turned the big 3.
The big 3.
Okay. And you all are musicians and worship leaders as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
And tell me the name of your church.
The name of our church is Truth Christian Center, where Philip Lowry is our pastor, who is also my father.
Okay.
So that has its goods and its bads.
All righty. Okay, then. And if folks wanted to come to Truth Christian Center, where would they come?
It would be 323 West Main Street in Louisville, Mississippi.
Okay. Okay then. And also you all are school teachers as well.
Oh, yes.
That's
okay.
Right.
I teach first and second grade music in the West Point School District.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach high school math. Actually, some of the students that I teach are joining us on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say hello to everybody out there who's trying. I teach math at Columbus High School.
Okay.
Algebra 3.
Okay. Okay. So you all travel the state of Mississippi to do ministry then, because you live in Starkville, you work at a church in Louisville, you teach in Columbus, she teaches in West Point.
That's okay. Right.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
And anywhere else in the world the Lord calls you all.
No,
as well.
That's
right.
That's true.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit more about your music ministry.
Well, I think what would be really important is to say kind of how we met.
Okay.
She was 8 years old, and I was 9 when we met at my father's church. Her family came and joined a year after we began, a year after my dad started preaching.
And you proposed when you were 8? Is that correct?
She tried to get me to.
Okay.
It wasn't going to happen. that's kind of how we met. And then we grew up together singing in the choir. And then, like you said, we did get married. How long? 13 years ago?
Well, almost 14. Uh-huh.
13 years ago. Almost 14.
So at least you got out of elementary school first.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. Right, right.
Okay.
But I guess the music ministry started when we got married. I think mm-hmm. That was the turning point from us not just singing in the choir together, but now, you know, being a part of, hey, this is Adam and Tara. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a deal, too. You know, what's the name of your group? You know, and everyone knows us by our first names, and mm-hmm. that's what we went with. And but now the Lord is opening up more opportunities through social media mm-hmm. and through our good friend Courtney Sargent, who mm-hmm. is a fan of AFA, and mm-hmm. He built our website for us. And so more doors are opening up and more opportunities are opening up, and we're just stepping into each one that opens itself up to us.
That's neat. Okay, then. Well, tell me a little bit more about you all are recording artists as well. Tell us about the music, some of your recording so far.
Well, we've written 12 songs that are on paper. Like, we have more, but we've actually recorded 12 songs.
Mm-hmm.
We have just recently recorded a demo that mm-hmm. has 3 of our songs on it. Those 3 songs are Closer, Give Your Life to God, and Mississippi Miracle.
Okay.
And those are available on iTunes under, I think, Adam and Tara
Lowry. Made in Mississippi is the title of the album. Also, she said iTunes is also available on CD Baby. And 5 days from now will be our actual CD release, which mm-hmm. will have those 3 songs available on it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. If you all would take time, I'm going to ask each of you all to pray for families that are involved in ministry. You know, it's beautiful to see when God calls us as individuals, but as couples or as families into ministry. And, of course, if I'm remembering correctly, all of your children sing.
Yes, sir.
Budding musicians as well.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Would you pray for God to help believers catch a vision to minister as families more? Okay.
Okay. Lord God, we come to you right now thanking you for this day.
Thank you, Lord God,
for the family members who are involved in music, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would give them direction and that you would give them understanding, Lord God, and that you would give them clarity as to what to do, how to do it, and when, and all of that, Lord God. We pray for direction, Lord God. That's the biggest prayer, for direction, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would help them. And as they are out ministering, Lord God, I pray that you would bring them closer to you, and that they would just love you with their whole heart and never let anything come between them, Lord God. We love you, and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I do thank you and I praise you for Adam and Tara. Thank you for their children. Thank you for the work you've called them to as a family. And Lord, help us to grow in our understanding of the fact that as we walk with you, as we carry out the call of God upon our lives, that's where real joy is found, where fulfillment is found, and that's where blessing is found, as we hear and obey your word. Lord, help us to understand that we're to learn to walk with you and to learn to disciple our families every single day. Help us as husbands to pray more for our wives and wives to pray for husbands. Help us as parents to pray more for our children, but to pray also that we would, as families, learn to walk with you and to be vessels you can use to get your will done. Thank you for that opportunity, and bless this ministry that Adam and Tara have, and use them mightily more and more for your glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And of course, on the other side of the break, we're going to come back with one of your songs. Now, tell me the name of that first song that we'll hear.
Mississippi Miracle.
Okay. And tell us what is the story behind that particular selection?
Mississippi Miracle is a story about the miracles that happen in everyday life right here in Mississippi. You know, they say that nothing good can come out of Mississippi. They always love to show the charts of where we are first in the things we don't want to be first in, and last in the things that we would like to be somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that the light shines the brightest in the darkness.
Right.
And I believe that God is going to do a mighty move, a mighty work in this last day. Mm-hmm. And I believe that he is going to head it up right out of Mississippi.
Amen. 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 So that's kind of the message of that particular song.
Yes.
Okay, then. And we'll hear some other song. Give me the titles of the others that we'll hear today as well.
Well, the second song you'll hear will be Give Your Life to God, which was the first song we wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third song will be Closer.
And those two actually are in our line. We use those songs in
That's
our
right.
music lineup,
yes.
too. Then.
They
okay.
play right now on 91.7.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have time to get to the fourth one is simply called I Forgive.
I Forgive.
Yes.
Okay,
it's
then.
A different flavor than the other three.
Okay, then. And tell me something about the message of any one of those that you'd like to share.
Well, Give Your Life to God. It just simply says, whatever you're going through, whatever problem that you may have, if you simply give it over to Jesus, he'll work it out for you.
Okay.
That's a good message.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
That's a message of hope.
Right. You know, one of the things that comes to my mind immediately as it relates to that message is that, you know, every believer is supposed to be involved in evangelism and discipleship every day. But sadly, you have plenty of believers that if you ask them, when's the last time you gave away a gospel tract or shared your testimony or told somebody about Jesus? A lot of them have to say, I don't remember.
Yes.
And that's sad because every day is a day of ministry for believers. It's supposed to be. And so that's a good message for us to be reminded of as well then. So, and what about any message from either the other two selections as well that comes to mind?
Closer.
Closer.
Okay.
One day we were sitting at church and Adam started playing and I just started singing, I want to be close to you. And not talking about him, but I was talking about
Jesus.
Even
though she wanted to be close to me.
But just wanted to be closer to the Lord. And because throughout every day we are bombarded by decisions that we need to make and things that we need to do, places we need to go. And sometimes we just simply need to sit down and say, Lord, I want to be closer to you.
And I think the essence of closer is it allows you to go to a place of worship with the Lord where there isn't anything else on the table. Mm-hmm. It's not, I want to be closer to you, Lord, and I need you to help me with my bills, or and I need you to bring my son home, or and I need you to work out this relationship problem. Those are issues that we've already brought to the Lord, and we're putting it in his hand, and we're just going to say, I'm ready, Lord God, to put everything down, and there's one thing I want. I want to be closer to you.
Yes.
Because that's where our peace is. That's where our joy is. That's where our hope is.
Hmm.
It's in our relationship with him. He's got this under control, saints. He's going to work out the situations in the marriage and in the ministry and in your life. He's got that. He already knows what you need. He just wants you.
Amen. Amen. Well, so on the other side of the break, we're going to hear the song Mississippi Miracle. And hope you'll stay tuned. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guests are Adam and Tara Lowry. We'll be right back.
It is interesting that in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the first and last rays of sunlight fall every day upon its tallest building, the 555-foot Washington Monument. And there on its top, inscribed on the four-sided aluminum capstone, are the Latin words Laos Deo, which means praise be to God. This simple expression of praise reflects America's abiding belief that God has blessed our country with liberty and divine favor. Hello, everyone. Tim Wildman again. We're going to Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, for our Spiritual Heritage Tours in June and September, and we'll see this Washington Monument. That's only one of the many monuments and places we'll see. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will lead the way as we talk about the places, the time, the events, and the people of our early American Christian heritage. For more information, visit the website spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Recently, I was heading to my regular doctor's office for a checkup. As I approached the lady at the front desk, I explained to her that my health insurance has changed. She goes through the protocol of telling me to fill out another form. No biggie, right? As soon as I handed her the card to my new insurance carrier, she informs me that this year they decided not to carry that particular health insurance. If I was to tell you that I was smiling, I would be lying, and I call myself a Christian for a reason. As I walked out holding back the tears, I get into my car, and a song called Good, Good Father is playing through my radio. Instantly, the Lord assured me that He always takes care of His babies. Needless to say, tears began flowing down my face, but not because of the health insurance, but the assurance that God gave me right then. Psalm chapter 3, verse 3 says, "But You, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory, the one who holds my head high." He is a good, good father. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Victory McIntosh. Connect with us more at UrbanFamilyTalk.com. One of my favorite jams is by the talented family Forever Jones called He Wants It All. Every year, and even throughout New Year's, one thing on people's lists to improve on, other than losing weight, is a closer relationship with Jesus. Today, right now, is always the best day to give our Heavenly Daddy your all. How do you do that, you ask? One great start is by asking Him, "What is it that You would have me to do today for Your glory?" Keep in mind, it will consist of trials, faith, and guts. Yes, guts. Living for Jesus is never a dull moment. In fact, it's an adventure. John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus is speaking and He says, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in Me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world." With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Victory McIntosh. Connect with us more at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
One of my granddaughter's classmates was killed in a car accident. She was only 3 years old, and it was difficult for everyone involved to grasp her being gone. It seemed so senseless on our end, but for those who are believers, we understood that the Lord makes no mistakes. How we were able to get 2- and 3-year-olds to understand what actually happened was difficult at best, but we shared the love that God has for us and prayed for God to do the rest. And I couldn't help but think about how difficult it is for adults to grasp death. So how in the world were we going to get children to accept what God allowed? In your life, understand that God makes no mistakes. He is all-wise, all-knowing, and omnipresent. He not only knows what's taking place, but is able to adjust the now to make the future what it needs to be. Trust God today and sleep peacefully, knowing that He's got it all under control. Accept what God allows. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening. We'll be getting to the music in just a few minutes. I want to remind you that it's important for us to know that, like, God calls every believer into ministry. You know, sometimes we use the term full-time ministry, but the reality is every believer is really called into full-time ministry in the truest sense of the word. And as we come to know the Lord and as we walk with Him, God helps us to come to know what that calling is. But that's also true of families as well. It's true of couples, and it's true of families as well. And so discipling our families is a very important goal. So our in-studio guests today are Adam and Tara Lowry. We're grateful to have them with us. Now, we'll get to the music shortly here, but I want to ask, tell us a little bit more about your ministry and how you do discipleship both in ministry and as a family as well. Would you share with us about that?
Okay. I think it all starts at home. Mm-hmm. I think that's where all of our core values begin, are at home. Mm-hmm. You can preach and you can teach all day, but if your children don't see it in your lifestyle, then they're not going to get, you know, it's not gonna hit home like it would. So that's where it begins. At home, mm-hmm. we have a new rule in the house, 2017, brand new rule. You mm-hmm. don't watch TV until you play your instrument. Mm-hmm. And so that along with, you know, we encourage their prayer time. We encourage their prayer time. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, if we have the time at nighttime, we'll have a Bible study with them. Okay. And the biggest thing is we want them to see mom and daddy living it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not one of, you can't get away with do as I say and don't do as I do. Mm-hmm. That's not how it works. They're right. We are imitators of what we see. Mm-hmm. And so true discipleship starts at home. Mm-hmm. And then your kids will be evangelists for you because mm-hmm. they're going to go to school and right. they're going to tell everybody what they learned, mm-hmm. good or bad.
Okay. I'm going to ask Adam, would you take time to pray for men to really grasp the fact that they are to be spiritual leaders and to really step up to the plate to do the work they've been called to as men of God?
Yes. Lord God, I pray right now for every dad out there, Heavenly Father. I know that dads get a bad rap at times, but Lord, I'm asking that you would give them strength and give them courage, Lord God, to be dad, to yes, be that Lord. Dad, Lord God, that they believe you have called them to be. Maybe they didn't see it at home. Maybe their dad didn't do it for them. But it's time for us to step up as believers, as real men, be courageous,
yes, Lord
God, that we would teach our children, do as I do, as Thank I you, follow Lord. Christ Jesus, follow me.
Thank you.
That one day, Lord, these young men will grow up and they can say, I had a dad.
Thank
he
you.
Didn't do it right all the time, but he did it with his whole heart. And in that was enough. And he led me to Jesus Christ. This is my prayer for the fathers out there today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And Tara, I'm going to ask if you'll pray for moms along this line. You know, of course, obviously moms and dads are to work together. But sometimes the reality is there may be a dad that's not doing his job and the mom has to take leadership with the children. But also a lot of single parents out there as well. Mm-hmm. Would you pray for moms that they would recognize and see, understand how to really provide spiritual leadership when that's needed in their homes as well?
Yes, sir. Lord God, we thank you. And I pray, Lord God, for
thank you,
Lord. All of the moms, Lord God, who yes, are raising Lord. Their children. Lord God, that they will be godly examples to their children. Lord God, that as they see their mom praising God, Lord God, that they would do the same thing. Lord God, I pray that you would help the children.
Thank you, Lord.
That they
Jesus.
Would obey, be nice, and share, Lord Amen. God, and help the parents as well to instill those values inside of their children.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God,
Jesus
we love
name.
You, and we thank you, and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, then. And I tell you, we're going to go ahead and listen to one of the songs, man, just before. Okay. Okay, then we'll have to wait on that song after all. So, but I tell you what we want to do. Let's pray. I want to ask if we can pray specifically for children, specifically praying for lifting up children. You know, we live in a world where children go through a lot in our world. There's a lot of abuse. There's a lot of sad things going on. You know, the reality of sex trafficking is a very real reality in our life. But so many issues where children suffer. Would you all pray for children and for more ministry to children to be raised up as well?
Heavenly Father, we pray now for the babies.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would raise these children up, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, I pray that they would find hope in you.
Yes.
I pray they would find peace in you, Lord God. I pray that they would find strength in you, Lord God, not in a religion,
Thank
not
you,
in a denomination,
Jesus.
Lord God, not in a book of rules, but Heavenly Father,
Thank
in a
you.
Relationship Jesus. With one who will never leave, never forsake, never leave us hung out to
Thank
dry,
you,
Lord God.
Jesus.
I pray, oh God, that these babies would rise up in you, that they wouldn't fall to status quo, and that they wouldn't be what everyone else says they're going to be, but they would be what you have designed them and anointed
Jesus.
Them to be, Lord God.
Yes.
That we could have mighty warriors, a real army of God, standing up in this last hour
yes,
saying,
Lord.
We will not give in to what social media says or what other people say, but we will stand on what the Bible says and who Jesus Christ is in our hearts. In
Amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, Adam and Tara, both of you all are songwriters then?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you have you said a CD coming out in a few weeks, is that right?
A few days.
Yes,
okay, sir.
Then. Well, tell us about some of the other songs and the messages behind some of the other songs you all have written.
One of my personal favorites that we don't sing a lot, but I wrote it, and the title of it is called Heaven. And it's just a kind of a picture of what we think heaven looks like based on scripture. I really like it. It just says, I want to go to heaven and to walk. I'm sorry, I forget the words. It's been a while.
To
see you face to face. And I want to go to heaven to live in your warm embrace.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think of some other ones. Adam knows all of the words, all of the titles. I just know the ones that we normally do. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, the one that always sticks out in my mind is Not Alone. That was actually the fourth song that we wrote. Tara was pregnant with our last child, Isaac. And the doctors told her that if she didn't go on bed rest, that he wasn't going to make it. And he was that important. We had already lost two to miscarriage, and we weren't going to lose this one. And she went on bed rest. And so she was at home a lot by herself. She really couldn't do anything. And for a woman that can't shop, you know, that's already heartbreaking for them. You know, us men don't understand that. So one day on a Saturday, we were praying. And I remember putting my hand on Tara's shoulder or something, and I asked the Lord to bless her. And as when I got through praying, she was crying. And I'm thinking, wow, we just had a good one. And I said, Tara, what do you feel? You know, what are you thinking? Did God say something to you? And her response was, I'm waiting for, you know, the archangels to descend and show us, you know, what all happened. She said, I feel alone. And that broke me as a man, as a provider, as the spiritual head of our household. That broke me. And as I regathered my thoughts, I realized, oh my goodness, what if the Lord allowed you to feel what you felt after such a wonderful prayer? Because there's more to the story. And right then and there, I penned the first line, you are not alone. He'll never leave you. If you made your bed in hell, he would be there to keep you. Everything that you've ever seen, he's seen it too. No matter how far you feel from home, you're not alone.
That's neat. That's a powerful message. And, you know, one of the things that comes to my mind is just the fact that as believers, it's so helpful for us all to understand that spiritually, we're always growing, every one of us.
Right.
And the fact is, as human beings, we tend often in our mind, we tend to think we come to a place where we understand God. But the fact is, we're going to spend eternity learning more about who God is, what he's called us to do. And so we're wise to be humble in our understanding that we're growing, but we never arrive. And there's always more God wants to teach us. And so, you know, sometimes part of it may be the Lord wanted you to feel that aloneness because he wanted you to know how to minister to those that feel alone. But the reality is, and it's always good for us to understand, ministry is not about us anyway. It's about the purposes of God, the will of God. And often we tend to think of it's about us, but we always have to be growing to understand God is so much bigger than we are.
That's true.
In every way. So, but any other song that comes to mind that really ministers to people, that touches people as you continue to travel and do the ministry that you do, that you'd like to share about?
we wrote a song, I Forgive, and it just talks about anytime, you know, like maybe somebody has done something to you, and the Bible clearly tells us to forgive. And this song says, I forgive in Jesus' name. I forgive. I let go of this pain. I forgive. I know it's time to let go of all of this, so I forgive.
Now, that sounded really good, her saying it, right? But how awesome would it be if she sung it? Could she sing a little bit of that?
Okay.
There you go.
It says, I forgive in Jesus' name. I forgive. I let go of this pain. And I forgive. I know it's time to let go of all of this.
And I love the bridge. Sing the bridge, Tara.
And healing starts with I forgive, and healing ends with forgive me.
That is beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that, though. So that's, now is that coming out on the newest CD?
That's going to have to be on the next CD.
The next CD.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Well, y'all need to help me do the next CD, too.
This first CD is just a demo to just kind of, you know, just to get it out there to let people know about us. Mm-hmm. And so the three songs on the demo is Give Your Life to God.
Number one.
Closer.
Number two.
And Mississippi Miracle.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Unless someone wants to get us to come to Arkansas, then we'll change it at the very end, to accommodate where you are.
Okay. Well, and you know, I'd like to invite and encourage every single listener, take time to pray for Adam and Tara and their ministry, pray for the CD. God has great work for them. He's been using and he'll use them in greater ways in the future, but pray for God to bless the work that they do and bless their ministry on an ongoing basis. And keep this in mind, too. You know, one of the truths about Christian songs is that typically a Christian song, and I think that would really apply to every song they've mentioned, the topics typically are biblical topics will encourage you to meditate and think on truths that come from the Word of God. Now, as Tara mentioned about heaven, well, you know, the fact is all of us should spend a lot more time thinking about heaven.
Yes.
Because
That's
the fact is 100% of everybody that lived 200 years ago is dead.
That's true.
Either they're in heaven or in hell.
That's true.
And the fact is all the things that we think of are so important in life, you know, buying and selling, making money, buying cars, driving cars, grocery shopping, whatever, none of that matters. Only thing that matters to those that have died is, did you know Jesus Christ?
Yes.
And for those that knew him, again, heaven is their home.
Yes, sir.
Heaven is a wonderful, wonderful place. But those that didn't, sadly, they've missed it.
Yeah.
They've missed it. And our job is to do all we can to not only be in heaven, but to take everybody that we can with us as well. So, as I said, when we go into the break, on the other side of the break, we'll hear one of the songs that y'all have done. But also, I want to talk more about some of the other topics as well, because again, as songwriters, whether people understand it or not, it's largely about listening to God.
Yes.
And hearing from God. And I want you to share a little bit more about that, because some people are songwriters and they don't know it.
Yeah.
That's true.
And some people are songwriters and they haven't gotten started yet.
Mm-hmm.
And some have tried, but they don't quite know what to do with their songs. But the fact is, it's all Holy Spirit motivated.
Right.
We're doing it the way it should be, and it's good for us to know that then. So, again, we're grateful to have with us in studio Adam and Tara Lowry. You're the worship leaders at Truth Christian Center, correct?
Yes, sir.
And also, you travel and do ministry as well. How far away do you travel?
About as far as the Lord allows us to. Yes, sir. Our borders are extending, with each year.
That's good. So you travel beyond the South then? And
yes, sir.
Maybe you might be in China next year. Who knows? Wherever the Lord opens the door.
That'd be fine.
Okay, then. But you travel quite a bit at this point in time now?
Since football season's been over, it's picked up a lot more. So I coach football as well. And I see a couple of my guys are with us on Facebook Live that I coach. Since football season's over, we have a lot more free time now to what we can.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty busy, but we pack it all in there pretty good.
Yes.
Okay. And so, in all seriousness, though, that once you're done with this CD, you'll probably be doing another one in the not too distant future again.
Well, the next plan is to take all 12 songs and couple them all together and make one CD out of them. Yes, sir.
Okay. Our guests are Adam and Tara Lowry. We'll be listening to one of their songs on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Ever dealt with temptation, whether it's food, lust, or even sex? 1 Corinthians 10:13 says that he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Here at Urban Family Talk, we stand for truth, wisdom, and empowerment. Believers have the power to withstand the temptation of the enemy. Get empowerment to stand at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
I'm Ron. Hanging around in crack houses, I witnessed the darkest side of drug life. And my addiction nearly got me killed. But here at Teen Challenge, they showed me how to live drug-free.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
When we measure ourselves against the Ten Commandments, Dr. Tony Evans says most of us don't even make it past the first one, where God says, "You will have no other gods before me." He'll tell us how to turn that problem around today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
You're going down the highway and you discover, I'm going south when I ought to be going north. I'm wrong. To say I'm wrong, I'm going the wrong way, you have not yet repented. What you've done is acknowledge your sin, confession. Repentance is getting off, crossing over, and going back. You've not repented until you've reversed. Now, there's only one thing you repent of in the Bible, and that's sin. And that explains everything. So many of God's people are living in spiritual rebellion, not because they're necessarily doing some overt popular sin. God's just no longer first. The only purpose God tells us to repent is to restore relationship and limit consequences. That's not just, I'm sorry. That's adjusting the schedule. That's deciding, yeah, I'm going to get up 15 minutes earlier so that I spend time with God, or block out some time during the day when I'm alert and awake to give some time with God. I am going to prioritize this. I'm going to restructure this. Now you have repented. And God is calling us to repent. To repent of what? The sin of putting me in any other place but first. That's sin. Change directions. Get off at the next exit. Don't just be discussing, I'm going the wrong way, let me keep driving.
If you've never asked God to take over first place in your life, forgive your sins, and give you an eternal future through Jesus Christ, visit us at tonyevans.org and click on the word Jesus at the top of the page. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
I wanna be closer to you.
The music of Adam and Tara Lowry, the song Closer. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, we're grateful to have with us in studio Adam and Tara Lowry. And, you know, that song brings to mind James chapter 4, verse 8, that says, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. And I think it's good for us to always keep in mind that the ball is in our court. Amen. You know, God is ready for us to draw closer. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, if we decide, well, I'm going to spend more time with the Lord in the Word of God, that's one way to draw closer.
Amen.
And we just spend more time in prayer, that's one way to draw closer as well. And then many things God has put, He's put in our hands to do. And so if we do our part, God is ready.
Amen.
So thanks again for that song, man. Well, again, Adam and Tara, I want to ask to, I think y'all are going to share another selection a cappella with us, right?
Oh, yes. I'm going to make Tara sing.
Okay, okay. what additional selection are y'all going to share at this time?
I think it's amazing how God can move. And what made me say those words was about, let's see, it was Tara's birthday. What year was it, Tara? We did a video. We did a video on her birthday. I would like to say it was 2015, maybe, or 2016.
Okay.
And we sang Break Every Chain,
mm-hmm.
which was made popular by Tasha Cobb. So mm-hmm. last night we were on live, and one of the individuals who were with us, I guess we opened our eyes for a moment because we don't always do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we opened our eyes, and this lady said, my child wants to hear Chain Breaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I told Tara, I said, well, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what was amazing was when we got off last night, there were over 3,000 views mm-hmm. while we were on, you know. And mm-hmm. then this morning when I woke up, it was 5,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow. I told Tara, we need to get the rights to record that song ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we didn't write this song, I want to ask Tara to sing a little bit of it.
Okay. All righty. And the name of the song is?
Break Every Chain.
Break Every Chain.
Okay.
Yes.
They just renamed it Chainbreaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Break Every Chain.
Okay. There is power in the name of Jesus. And there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, and there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, to break every chain.
Yes.
Break every chain.
Yes, Lord God.
Break every chain.
wherever you are.
To break every chain.
Praise the Lord right
break
now.
Every chain.
Yes.
Break army. Every chain.
Sing the second verse, Tyler. There's an army.
There's an army.
Yes, Lord.
Rising up. Oh, yes. And there's an army rising up. Oh, yes. There's an army rising up. Oh, yes. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I think of this, a very important truth to be reminded of too is that, you know, when you're involved in ministry, ministry is largely about just listening to what the Holy Spirit says. And, you know, just like in the case of like your broadcast last night, somebody wanted to hear that song, and you accommodated them. Well, you know, the fact is there's so many needs out there.
That's true.
Our needs, and sometimes people have the chance to communicate, would you do this for me? Would you pray for me in this regard? But, you know, sometimes unless you listen to the Holy Spirit, you will miss opportunities.
That's true.
That's so true.
And so that's one of the reasons why every believer should make it their goal to draw as close to God as we can, because a part of being close to God is it causes our spiritual ears to be more and more in tune with the Holy Spirit. And God always knows what needs to be done in a given setting. So as we grow and understand and listen to the Holy Spirit, all ministry needs to be spirit-filled and spirit-led.
Yes,
it really, really does. So
yes.
Any other song that comes to mind that you all would like to share just at this time?
Tara, if I was interviewing you, what would you say? What would you say? Which song has made the greatest impact on you? And it doesn't have to be a new one or something. If you were in that situation where you needed strength right then, you needed that time with God, what song is it that you're singing? What song is it that you're listening to? Whether we wrote it or not.
Probably Give Your Life to God. That song has really brought me through a lot of hard trials. I just thank God for giving us that song. I mean, sometimes when we sing it, I just say, wow, we wrote that. And, you know, and no, we're not famous. And, you know, we're not want to.
Don't apologize.
But we're just some country people from Mississippi.
That sing from the heart.
That sing from the heart.
We preach it from the heart. We sing it from the heart. We live it from the heart. I mean, this is who we are. This is how we made it. We're here today.
Yes.
Because of the relationship we have with Jesus Christ. That song originated from a NFL playback I watched to all my people who love football. That's where it's at, man. Mm-hmm. We love football. But I heard it was Randy Moss and Chris Carter. Chris Carter just scored a touchdown. It was a pivotal point in the game. Randy Moss was a rookie, and he was doing well. But sometimes when we're babies, whether it be in football or in Christianity, sometimes the pressures that we feel can be insurmountable. And we need that individual who's more mature, you know, and they don't have to be able to run as fast as we do, but they've been there. They have the experiences. I've been through this. I made it, right? And that's when he told Randy, he said, every great man I know been through something after he caught the winning touchdown. And that's where it began. Mm-hmm. Every great man. And that's one of the lines in the song.
Yes. Okay.
So,
gonna share a song or two, line or two from that?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Start with that verse. What if your greatest trials?
What if your greatest trial was your greatest victory? What if your greatest problem was your greatest blessing? What if the hardest test you've seen became your testimony? And all the great men that I know came through something. So give your life to God. He's gonna work it out for you. Oh, and give your problems to God. He's gonna work it out. He's gonna work it out.
Beautiful, beautiful. Praise God. Praise God. And Adam, you're a good backup, too, I tell you what. So
as long as I got to do the doo-wop and let her lead it, we're going to be all right.
Pastor Parker, can we tell everybody about our website?
Yes, please do.
Okay,
please do.
The website, you can visit us.
You better get a pen out, because everything is misspelled.
It's www.adamandtaralowry.
And is the word. Yes. And Tara is spelled like Tara.
T-A-R-A. And Lowry is L-O-W-R-E-Y. And you can go on there. It tells a little bit more about us. It has our songs. You can also purchase our songs on there. There's also a donation button if you would like to donate.
Hello.
To us. And you can also find us on Facebook, Adam and Tara Lowry on Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's all the same, Adam and Tara Lowry.
Okay. And if you had to ask two things people can believers can pray for you about, what would be those two things you'd ask them to pray for you in your ministry about?
Tara.
Direction.
Strength.
And strength.
Okay.
That we would go in the direction God has ordained us, and that we would be strong, that we would not grow weary in well-doing.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord, again for the great work and ministry you've called Adam and Tara to, and thank you for the work that you've called them and their children as well to. And thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Bless them in their ministry, Father. Indeed, expand their territory. Cause your hand to be mighty upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. Bless them according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Adam and Tara, for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless you. And please keep them lifted up in prayer and the work God has called them to. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk.
Urban Family Talk.